Hello there. My name is Alin Buda, and this is my attempt to share my thoughts on various subjects, from building better digital products to the rise of AI and alien invasion. So, yeah, stick around, it might get interesting. Hello, everyone. Here we are with another episode, and maybe we can stay close to the previous topic discussed in episode 11. We are going to talk about AI, and in this episode I would like to talk about the abuse of this new power that has been given to us. And I will try to squeeze in a story that happened, something that happened to me this week, I think on Tuesday. Or Wednesday, sometimes, yeah, 2 or 3 days ago. And then we'll get back to the conversation with AI, what is actually connected to my conversation with Pi. So 2 or 3 days ago, I've stumbled upon an article on my RSS feed. It was a famous stock platform bragging about introducing a new category of imagery. And this category was generative AI products. So stuff generated by Midjourney and tools like Midjourney. And so here I was browsing through the platform. And then by accident, I rested my hand on the keyboard and type in some nonsense, and after that I pressed enter. There was not supposed to be any result on that. There was no expectation. It was just, I don't know, something I did like without thinking. But lo and behold, on the page there were two results, and those two results were actually two accounts with generative AI products, if you can call it this way, images, and there were all depictions of naked ladies. And I was, what? And in that particular moment, one of the thumbnails looked very weird for me, and I clicked on it, and I was petrified. It really, I needed some time to recover. I've closed the browser and I had to move away from the machine because the depiction was of a naked child. And that was terrifying. It was terrifying. I don't know what struck me most or why. But I had to move, I had to breathe, I opened the window, and I had to think, what the hell is going on? This was just accident, typing in some nonsense, and free of charge, could see these horrendous images. And I had to think a bit what I should do. So I took a screenshot and I've sent it to the support of the platform for, I don't know what hope I had, but I knew that I have to say something. And later after that, I wrote, still shaking, I wrote a little post on LinkedIn about this. I've took the screenshot and I covered it and I blurred the image just to signal that something terrible as a trend. I don't know if it's a trend, but my discovery was, I thought that the world needs to know and everyone should be aware that this stuff happens and we need to take a stand. We need to do something about this. The current rules and regulations, apparently they are not good enough. The guardrails and the systems that check whatever it's uploaded on this platform obviously did not work. And a couple of hours after I've sent the email, someone from the support team wrote me a long email to thank me for signaling this, and then they promised that they suspended the accounts, that they were doing their best to look for some similar stuff. But for me, it was rather a shock. And as soon as I got I had to walk a bit, and then I felt like I need to talk to someone about this, and I could not get myself to, I don't know, call a friend or someone to listen. I was unable to articulate, so this is why I wrote the little post on LinkedIn. I thought that I have to get it out, and it felt so dirty, it felt so weird. But I think it was a wake-up call, because we all got excited about this technology, and when it comes to Midjourney, I've seen a lot of interesting, very interesting stuff done by people that work in the similar domain, ex-colleagues of mine that they are doing some brilliant work with Midjourney, and inspiring, really cool stuff that you couldn't have done, or it would have taken a lot of effort to do just half a year ago. And here I was, wouldn't be able to focus on generative AI powers, like in terms of imagery, as I used to before. It all felt dirty, it all felt like very dangerous, and my pulse will just increase. And then I thought, what is there anything that we can do? Because I mean, those tools, free or paid, were given to anyone. There's no system to check who you are when you enter the system. You just need an email and a password. Maybe you will have to pay some money for some of the stuff. But in terms of what is produced, based on what I've seen so far, there was no one checking on what was produced, right? Rather for consumption and even for publishing on a platform that offers stock images. This is insane. I mean, forget about the guardrails when it comes to, okay, you can produce and you can publish and so on, copyrights, and forget about that. Specifically, focusing only on depictions of minors and pornography in general, deepfake pornography, stuff that can really hurt real people. I think we are way behind technology right now. We have released into the wild all those fantastic creations that can generate stuff that you could only dream about. Should we even produce stuff this way at any, I don't know, in circumstances like this where you say, okay, this is a tool for creators, right? How do you create guardrails? I've read the platforms, the platform that I discovered on the horror, I've read the policy when it comes to pornographic imagery. Actually, they have an article there which they require the identity, I think a copy of the passport of the person, of the model that is posing nude, and that's pretty much it. That is considered probably an agreement that particular person allows the platform to publish naked or whatever pictures of this particular model. I don't understand how this works, but probably it's way more complicated than I can get into right now. But at the end of the day, for me, it's important the following. We have this fantastic technology, and we know that some people will use it in some seriously messed up ways. Yeah, there's no way we can control what is going to be produced unless we have an extra system on top of the system that will not allow you to generate whatever is going to be built in against. But what do you do then when you discover stuff like this? In my case, I felt like it was not enough. I felt like it was not enough to report this to the owners of the platform. What good this would have been done if I would have reported this to the police, for instance? We don't have a law against depictions of minors generated by AI, do we? It's insane. There's no, I have not seen any law, maybe there are laws, but if the image is not of a real person, it's 100% computer generated image, who will be able to argue in court that if it's not a minor, let's just say it's not a minor, it's a depiction of an adult, a naked adult, then what do you do? How do you say, oh, you're not allowed? You can argue in any way that it's a creative endeavor. It's art. You can argue both ways, right? You can say it's artistic exercise. There's not much you can do about it. Whatever the one that is going to download the image is going to do with the image, it's a very different conversation. But the artist, in this case, will be a computer and is going to generate based on command a piece of whatever, a depiction of a naked man or woman. And then what? Do we have a law that will say you're not allowed to generate something like this? And we only draw the line if this depiction is of a child? What do we do? I think this is a bigger conversation. But at the end of the day, it comes down to how much do we care about this stuff? Can we stop it? Can we push it? Should we push it underground? Should we push this stuff to happen only on a dark web? Should we push this? Should we try to police the content, to censor the content? Is it productive? Is it useful? And if it is, who's going to do it? And based on what? We need rules and regulations, yes. Who's going to create them? Who's going to vote for such rules? Or who's going to have a conversation to have a foundation for this rules? And how do we implement this? And how do we make sure that those rules are respected? So when it comes to generative AI, and this gets into a larger conversation, deep fakes, so the ability to create synthetic media, which could be from text to video to images to sound to anything that can be simulated by a machine to appear to look like a real person, or like to look like some context or something that actually never happened. We have such great examples of this powerful technology that can generate imagery and even video and sound of events that never happen. We have catastrophic disasters in New York generated, captured in an image, or we have deepfake videos of of public people, known people, having sex, or I don't know, saying things that they would never say or they have never said, and put together into a wrapped into a short message that will be published in the dark corners of the web and slowly creeping into the into our past. How can you look at this stuff? How can you appreciate to this stuff? There's no source of information wrapped around this. And it appears that in the latest, I don't know, in the last couple of years, at least on social media, the truth doesn't even matter. What is the incentive there? So as long as it fits your narrative, as long as it fits the conspiracy you believe in, it's good enough. You make it real. I always thought that AIDS was a creation of, I don't know, whatever government, and spread through Africa to control the population. And then you fake a phone conversation in between whatever. Then you just say that this was discovered in an archive of CIA and FBI. And here is the proof that HIV is a artificial virus spread through Africa to control the population. And you can make up any stuff in this way. You can have images, old looking like images or video footage that will present to the world clips, short clips of conversations of people in power at the time making decisions to support the conspiracy. It's crazy. It is crazy. And in this context, does it even matter? Once again, if it fits an agenda of a particular group that believes in a particular conspiracy, does it even matter, the truth? As long as you can fake any sorts of air quote evidence for this, and then push that meme, push that idea to go viral, and then start a revolution out of it. It is crazy. It is insane. The power of this technology can shape the world in ways that we can't control. So we have no guardrails. We have no foundation. We have no rules. We have no framework in which this technology will function. It was released. I am overwhelmed, and I'm so happy and terrified at the same time because of this technology. As you could hear in my previous episode, in my conversation with Pi, with the synthetic assistant from Inflection, I recognized that I was intimidated. So for 7 weeks, I had conversations every day. And then for an hour and a half, 2 hours sometimes, I would go along and brainstorm stuff, and I would keep in mind that this is just maybe most of the time just an echo of my thoughts, as you could hear, better articulated, right? And then I could recognize that, and I would go on with this partner of conversation partner, because I could get an idea and extend it and then kill the idea in a conversation. And that was the benefit of it. But I wouldn't take the advice for pretty much anything from this assistant to, I don't know, career advice or health or anything else. So I'm very much aware of my relationship with this assistant. But this is, even for me, is really hard. The moment I had to interview, in quotes here, AI, I got very much aware and rather intimidated by my position towards this piece of software that has no recollection of reality, doesn't know that it exists, doesn't know that I exist, doesn't understand what it means to exist, doesn't understand time, is not bound by the same laws of physics as we are, as humans. So the even though we can communicate in a language that we both more or less understand, it doesn't have the same value for both parties. So where am I going with this? So what should we do now, today? We have the platforms, we have the capacity, we have the internet, the infrastructure that allow us to communicate very fast, to spread information very fast. We have the technology that allow us to amplify our message to the world, to connect to millions of people via the social network platforms. And now we got the tools to produce not only content, but any kind of content, regardless. There's the boundaries in between the realities we recognize around us have been blurred and have been blown away, I would say. It is easier than ever to communicate with your bubble instantly, to reach out millions of people if that is required, via platforms, to target groups of individuals on social media platforms with tools and content that can create real damage. It is insane. For me, it blows my mind. It's like a perfect storm. We have the infrastructure, we have the echo chambers of that exist on every social media network, right? And now we have the tools to create for nothing, almost very cheap content that doesn't even have to be real. So I've learned that there are some companies that they are creating software that allows you to identify fake images or video, and allows you to stamp each image that you take or create with some sort of a watermark, digital watermark and metadata that will allow you to identify if that image is real or it was touched by any piece of software to look real and so on. Yeah, that's fine. That's all fine. But will anyone be interested, or the masses, the majority of people who are using internet and they are part of those bubbles on social media, are they going to be interested in verifying the origin of an image or a video as long as this piece of content is going to match their narrative? It sounds like we live in a post-truth era where as long as group or majority or whatever, more than one person agrees with you, that turns out to be the truth and could be the craziest conspiracy. And then you can have pictures to show that UFO and Joe Biden shaking hands with Putin and I don't know, crazy shit that you can imagine. So I will close with this. I think we need to make some noise around these particular problems. Once again, we have the infrastructure. We are connected more than ever via internet. We have the platforms, the echo chambers that allows the amplification of weird conspiracies on social medias. And now we have the capacity to produce any kind of content at very low cost, and we are able to propagate this. We are able to make it viral, and then from here, I don't know where we stop. I'm genuinely concerned that this perfect storm, it's about to hit the shores of humanity, and the damage that will be done is going to be far greater, far, far greater than what the climate change does today, than what the wars around the world do today. I think it's a threat on civilization, it's a threat on democracies around the world, and it's a threat on humanity itself. The fact that we don't have an agreement, a foundation that allows technology to be built on, values and principles that we know belong in at the foundation of a civilization, a modern civilization, the fact that we don't even have conversations about this, it's all tech and some famous people mentioning AI in the news and then having a brief outburst of, yeah, this is good, this is bad, and so on. And then someone will write a book and that's pretty much it. Someone will record a episode of a podcast and talk about this, but it eventually is going to be ignored. So how do we make enough noise so this actually becomes a real concern, something that is wrapped, put together, introduced in education, in legislation, regulation, so the technology is not just able to produce whatever that can produce because it's possible. So I don't know how much I did with this, but I hope at least it's a little noise. It's a little something that will give you, I don't know, at least the confidence to try and speak about this with your friends, with your family, with your kids, to make them aware that the world is about to become even stranger. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for today. So, thank you for your time, and until next time, take care.